This is Danny Barnett, a registered pharmacist here in the state of Virginia. And today I've got a topic treating skin conditions using various over-the-counter medications. And the first one I'm going to discuss is Aspir Cream, plain Aspir Cream as well as lidocaine that's in Aspir Cream. It's been used for a long time to stop itching and pain from problems like minor burns and scrapes, insect bites, and eczema. Now, the product does contain lidocaine, which is an anesthetic that works by numbing or a loss of feeling in the skin and the mucous membranes. When you're using it, always remember to follow all the directions on the product package and use exactly as directed by your doctor. Now, the lidocaine that's in Aspir Cream, it works by blocking nerve signals in the body. So you have pain reduction and discomfort reduction as well. But just remember to avoid eye contact and store it at room temperature away from moisture and heat. You also need to clean and dry all affected areas before using it. Aspir Cream is also available in plain form, which is quickly absorbed into the skin, relieving pain and inflammation, and treats muscle aches, arthritis pain, and stiffness in the joints. The next product that I'll discuss is Gold Bond, which has menthol in it. It also treats pain and itching, and there is also a Gold Bond with lidocaine that's available over the counter. This, just like the other one, it works on contact to numb away pain and itches, soothing, and helps with irritated nerves. It's also steroid-free, and it provides quick relief for burns and scrapes. And at this time of year, it's also good for insect bites, which can be a frequent problem. And I'd like to mention now that ice, just plain ice when it's applied to an insect bite, will relieve itching. If you happen to be out in the woods or out camping and you don't have any OTC products and you can get ice, that does help with itching, and it might be a good thing to carry along. Another product is Aveeno 1% hydrocortisone anti-itch cream. It's for itching and irritation and rashes that can result from psoriasis or dermatitis, insect bites, poison ivy, and even rashes that can develop from detergents and cosmetics and jewelry. Now, being that it is summertime, one of the biggest problems next to insect bites can be sunburn. And there are a lot of things you can do when it does happen. Of course, prevention is best, but oatmeal is a great treatment for irritated and inflamed skin. If you just take a half a cup of dry oatmeal and wrap it in gauze and run it over cool water to dampen the gauze, apply it directly to the sunburn every few hours, you will get relief. One other product that's been on the market for many years that's good for sunburn is witch hazel. And you just apply several drops on a moist cloth and apply directly to the skin. This is used often because it also works on acne and razor burn. There's two other products I'll mention for sunburn. One is 1% hydrocortisone cream or the 1% hydrocortisone ointment and hydrocortisone with aloe vera. And one other product I'll mention, and this is a multi-purpose product, it's calmoseptine, C-A-L-M-O-S-E-P-T-I-N-E. This heals and protects skin from many things. A rash that can be caused by moisture, it treats that, as well as diaper rash, incontinent issues, bed sores, wound drainage, any kind of minor cuts or burns, moisture in skin folds. All of that can be treated with this particular product, which contains menthol and zinc oxide. And the last thing I'll talk about briefly is sunscreens. And all of them do have an SPF, which of course stands for sun protection factor. And you need an SPF of at least 15. That's the one that's recommended the most. Now, if you have fair skin, you might want to go with an SPF between 30 and 50. But you always need to remember that the sun is strongest in the middle of the day, so that's when the risk of sunburn is the highest. SPF is a measure of protection from the amount of UVB exposure or UVB rays that can cause sunburn and can even contribute to skin cancer. Always remember that even on cloudy days, you do need protection. And one last product that I'll mention briefly is lanocaine aerosol spray. It's over the counter and it is a good product that's been around for a long time and is very, very good for sunburn. Well, I hope this information helps and hope you have a healthy day.